Some politicians and business leaders saw the F-35s as a way to keep Truax Field open, making sure the base is relevant in the eyes of the military. But the Air Force's own environmental impact study found the noise from the jets would disproportionately affect the low-income people and people of color who live near the base. Local activist Brandy Grayson says the jets will drive people out of those neighborhoods, which is a problem because of Madison's high housing prices.
People are going to be displaced. You know, there's a lot of low-income living assistance places, child care, daycares in that area, and there will be nowhere for them to go.
The jets could arrive as early as 2023. Miranda Suarez, Wisconsin Public Radio.